If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is November the 25th, 2022, and today the topic is expectations. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday, a great Thanksgiving, and everything like that. I know when I woke up this morning, I really didn't know what day it was. It felt like Sunday. But yeah, I was reminded that today's Friday. So y'all know a new episode of God, Sex, and Love, the talk show, should be going out tonight. And it is a chat with Mr. and Mrs. Man, their names just went away from my mind. Mr. Joshua and his wife. Her name went away from my mind. I don't want to say the wrong name, but they are the founders, I guess you would say, of Live Manna, and everything like that. So you guys can find out more about them and their story and testimony and everything like that tonight on God, Sex, and Love, the talk show at 7 p.m. It was a nice day yesterday. You know, I went on down to my side of the family. I don't know if I told y'all. I'm pretty sure I have. Since I done did this, two years now? The whole deal about the holidays now with the old Happy Says crew is that we just kind of bounce between the families on the different holidays. Because when me and my husband, when we first got together, when we were dating and things like that, we were trying to go to everybody's house on all of the holidays, and it just got a lot, like, because it's a whole thing, y'all. Like, I live almost an hour away from my family, his family, you know, it was a whole thing trying to go to all those different places. So we just decided that what we would do to remedy it is to just kind of go to one family for one holiday and go to another family for the other holiday. So this year, the rotation is that we were at my family for Thanksgiving, and, you know, we'll be with his family for Christmas. Can I be honest with y'all? You know, now I think y'all know that I'm a bit of a little hostess myself. You know, I have my business endeavors and whatnot. And I mean, you know, every now and then I wouldn't mind hosting a shindig or two, you know. But we just haven't incorporated that yet. So hopefully one of these holidays we'll get a chance to host. I threw out the idea about, like, what if we host Thanksgiving this year? But I don't know if it's just because we just did my birthday, or I don't know. Hubby was just like, So I was like, fine, maybe another year. But yeah, man, I would love to host a shindig or two on these holidays. But until then, that's what we do. So yeah, that's what happened. So we went to my side of the family for Thanksgiving. It was nice, you know, ate some good food, watched some good, you know, movies, and let NJ and his cousin Bailey play and all that good little stuff. And yeah, it was nice to actually scroll on social media today as well, or this morning, and see the different families and whatnot gathered together, see how families have grown over the different holidays. There's this couple that I know of in Florida that I think they're still there. But anyway, the husband and wife showed, like, one of their first Thanksgiving pictures where it was just him and her. And then present Thanksgiving picture where it was, like, them and their three children. So I'm like, wow, be fruitful and multiply. Yeah, it's just very interesting to kind of observe life, man. And Again, social media is a blessing and a curse sometimes. You know, it's a beautiful place to just kind of, depending on what you're following and everything like that, it can be a beautiful place to see, you know, different families, different things like that, announcements, all those different type of things. So yeah, I mean, it all goes back to, again, what you're following and stuff. So anyway, random thought. That's a random thought, but yeah, that's what yesterday and this morning looked like. And here I am to give you guys the juice. So the interesting thing is that I woke up at 3:59. I didn't necessarily feel inclined to look up Bible verses centered around that in the beginning. Actually, I didn't even look up Bible verses centered around that. But at some point after I did the prayer meditation, I did start looking up, like, I looked up the Strong's Concordance for 3:59, which was very interesting. Again, I think it might be something just for me. So y'all can look it up on your own if you feel like you want to see what it was, but it was very interesting, and I ended up going deeper and looking up more information about the words that I came across and stuff like that. So maybe I'll talk about that in the after show. But while I was doing the prayer meditation, the word expectation just really stood out in my heart and mind, and so that's when I ended up, you know, I guess studying and looking up verses centered around for you guys for the juice this morning. 'Cause I mean, I guess I just was really reflecting on everything and like how we go through life and we have all these expectations. Like we expect things to go a certain way and then we get disappointed if it doesn't go that way. And you know, it just made me, and you know, reflecting on this word and looking up the definition and everything like that, I just ended up looking up so many different definitions this morning, like assumptions, faith, hope, like all the different words that kind of stemmed or come from this idea of expectations. And now I struggle with this secular definition of the word faith because it has the word, oh goodness, it went away from my mind. Well, y'all can look it up. Y'all can Google it and see what it say. And to me, I'm like, that's not an accurate definition of faith in my opinion. So I would say the biblical definition of faith is a little bit better, because whatever the word is, it gives the impression that believers are, you know, they have faith because they expect that something bad is going to happen. And I think it's quite the contrary. I think, you know, the word tells us that there's a lot of good that's going to happen. And so some of our faith stems from that, in my little humble opinion. Now maybe some, you know, come to faith because of, you know, they fear the bad as well. But I just think to put that as a definition is just really, I don't know, kind of flawed in my little humble opinion. But anyway, like I said, I defined all those different words this morning. But the only one I wrote down was the definition of expectation. So here it is: expectation, a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. So, a strong belief that something will happen. Again, like we all know the little phrase that people say about the word assumption. So I guess I won't, or no, the word assume, what that really means. If you don't know that phrase, then I mean, you know, it's a little bit profane the way they say it, but yeah, I guess to go through life and making assumptions about people is maybe not as solid a ground as to stand on than making like expectations and assumptions about what God is going to do. So I think my mind kind of was like more so engulfed in that idea of like, as I started to read the Bible verses and write down, you know, what was standing out to me, I guess again, I started to more so think about having expectations of God. Like, what does God say we're going to have, do, receive, all these different things, and how to live my life accordingly and things like that. So let's get into the word, y'all. Let's see what the Bible has to say. So one of the first verses that stood out to me to write down was Acts 3:5. It says, "And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them." I ended up going a little bit deeper and reading the entire section. And so you guys may be familiar with this account. It is about Peter and John and how there was the man that was seeking alms or, you know, trying asking for money. I think they was outside of the, is it the pool called Beautiful? Something like that. The man that was begging, or whatnot. And now maybe he did expect funds, you know, of some sort. But then Peter and John told him that, you know, we don't have money, basically. You know, the famous line, silver and gold have I none, you know. But this is what I have, I give, X, Y, and Z. And they, you know, commanded the man to walk and everything like that. Now, the interesting thing is, what came into my heart and mind this morning, like, again, when we have expectations, like, he probably, again, had expectations about receiving funds or receiving something quote unquote tangible or whatever the case is. However, they didn't give him what he thought he was going to get. They gave him what he needed. And just like I feel like God does, he may not give us everything we want, but he'll give us what we need. And you see the response in the man. Like, he didn't, you know, be like, oh, I asked for money and you, man, you helped me walk. Like, he didn't complain. He, you know, was praising God. And you know, basically this testimony got shared because everybody knew that this man wasn't able to do this. And then now he's able to walk and leap and all these other things. And so, you know, again, we got to be grateful about the things that God does and regardless of the way it looks. And so, yeah, you know, that was just standing out in my heart and mind this morning, the reaction of the man once he received this blessing and everything like that. And you know, again, maybe this will help us when we're thinking about expectations. Again, we may not get what we want, but I believe that we'll have what we need. And there you go. So Proverbs 10 and 28, it says, "The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish." So yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, I guess it behooves us to be righteous, then, you know, whatever we hope in is going to bring some joy according to this. But on the flip side, again, having expectations, and you, if you have a wicked heart and whatnot, I mean, it's just going to perish at the end of the day. I don't have anything else to say about that. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory in that verse. But so Proverbs 23 and 18, it says, "Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off." So there you go. I mean, that sounds like a guarantee to me. Does that not sound like a guarantee? It doesn't say like, oh, well, you know, you might get blah, 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 or you might have a future. You know, it says, "Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off." I believe again that this is to the righteous, you know, these are to, you know, believers, everything like that. But I mean, I again, I think putting your expectations on something, on God, right? Versus man or whatever the case is, it's just a strong foundation, a strong foundation. And so, yep, that's what I'm receiving there. So Psalm 62 and 5, it says, "For God alone, oh, my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him." I mean, at the end of the day, I believe that we all need to get this into our hearts and minds. We need to live accordingly. Again, you may not get everything you want, but you're going to get what you need. And I believe trusting in the Lord will allow you to see that in your lives. And so, again, anybody that's facing any type of expectations, you know, hopefully these things encourage you and inspire you. I do have a few verses in the Go Deeper section for you all to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. In regards to this, I want to say the first verse that's in the Go Deeper section is a good verse to just read and reflect and just meditate on, and hopefully make it your prayer. And then I feel like the rest of the verses are kind of just like confirmations and things that promises that God has made to us. And you know, again, hopefully things that will encourage us and inspire us to hold on to, yes, have expectations, have hope, have faith, but have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the juice. The Bible verse of today is Galatians 6 and 10. It says, "As we love, therefore, opportunity." Goodness gracious, sorry, y'all. let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. And don't forget, tune in tonight at 7 p.m. to the latest episode of God, Sex, and Love, the talk show. Talk to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hello, charmers. Visit ttcboutique.com for the latest in fashion and accessories. Twice the Charm, the source of women clothing.